Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, Governor Brian Kemp has declared a state of emergency ahead of yet another weekend of winter storms. Activists are holding general strikes today to oppose immigration and customs enforcement. And Georgia lawmakers are proposing a series of bills aimed at easing interactions between law enforcement and people with autism.
They'll provide a resource for our law enforcement and entire first responder community to be more equipped when they encounter these individuals with conditions that aren't immediately identifiable on our roads.
Today is Friday, January 30th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. Governor Brian Kemp has declared a state of emergency ahead of yet another weekend of winter storms. Parts of northeast and east central Georgia are bracing for snow, with the forecast nearing 6 inches in some places. GPB's Chase McGee has more from Athens.
It took a few days for northeast Georgia to fully thaw out and recover after last weekend's ice storm coated the region in sleet and freezing rain. And because it's still cold, National Weather Service meteorologist Carmen Hernandez warned snow could pile up on the roads quickly.
So what we're looking at is it's been pretty cold over this past week, so those road temperatures are going to be closer to that freezing mark. So the snow is going to immediately start sticking to the roads, causing widespread road issues.
The National Weather Service is forecasting 3 to 5 inches of snow here in Athens. On top of that, there could be winds as high as 35 miles per hour, with snowfall expected through Saturday afternoon. For GPB News, I'm Chase McGee in Athens.
A judge considering whether to grant a new trial to the Venezuelan man convicted of killing Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley heard testimony today from a DNA expert retained by his attorneys to analyze evidence in his murder case. Jose Ibarra's trial attorneys had asked the judge to delay a hearing set a few weeks before his November trial after the expert told them she would need 6 weeks to review the data and complete a report. The move would have pushed back the trial. Clark County Superior Court Judge H. Patrick Haggard ultimately proceeded with the trial as scheduled. The expert, Ruth Ballard, said during today's hearing that she could not rule out the possibility that Ibarra's DNA was transferred onto a jacket and other evidence she reviewed indirectly. Under questioning by a prosecutor, Ballard acknowledged she had not finished a complete review of the case. Haggard was not expected to rule immediately on Ibarra's request for a new trial. Activists across the country and in Georgia are holding general strikes today to oppose ICE and the fatal shooting of two U.S. citizens in Minneapolis. Jacob Hunter is the co-owner of The Daily, an Atlanta restaurant. He says while the restaurant will stay open today, employees won't be punished for staying home.
We want people to express, you know, their rights. And then in addition, we're also donating 10% of sales from each Daily Atlanta location to immigrantjustice.org, supports legal advocacy and protection for immigrant communities.
Other demonstrations planned for today include protests, school walkouts, and boycotts. The U.S. Coast Guard says multiple errors by a tugboat vessel operator, tugmaster, and crane operator led to a collision last year between a crane and Savannah's Talmadge Bridge. GPB's Orlando Montoya reports.
The tugboat was pushing a barge carrying the crane under the bridge when the collision took place, causing nearly $500,000 in damages and halting vehicle and ship traffic for hours. No injuries were reported. The Coast Guard says in an incident report published this week that the crane operator gave the tugmaster an incorrect length for the crane's boom. The number was off by 20 feet. The vessel operator then did not complete a navigational assessment before the failed operation on August 1st. As of Friday, there was no referral for enforcement action recorded in the report. Messages left for the involved marine contractor, Savannah-based Myrick Marine, were not immediately returned. For GPB News, I'm Orlando Montoya.
A third member of the Georgia House is being accused of fraud related to unemployment assistance during the COVID-19 pandemic. Federal prosecutors today charged Valdosta State Representative Dexter Sharper with making false statements to fraudulently obtain more than $13,000 in jobless aid. The allegations against the Democrat come after similar charges against Stone Mountain Democrat Karen Bennett and Covington Democrat Sharon Henderson. Bennett has resigned. Henderson has been suspended from office. Sharper has represented his South Georgia district since 2013. Nursing advocates in the addiction recovery community are asking state lawmakers to help Georgian nurses struggling with substance misuse disorder without making that information public. GPB's Ellen Eldridge reports.
House Bill 219 would provide alternatives to discipline programs that often deter nurses from seeking treatment. It would allow them to seek help, including a peer assistance program, without including that information on their nursing license. Tim Davis is with Georgia Nurses Association. He says when treatment is ordered by the Board of Nursing,
even after they've got the help that they need that will follow them around for the rest of their career, there really isn't an incentive to self-report. Creating an alternative discipline really removes that trepidation that any nurse might have about reporting themselves and getting the help that they need.
Changes to the law would still require nurses be monitored to ensure public safety. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
Lawmakers at the state capitol are proposing a series of bills aiming to ease interactions between law enforcement and people with autism. GPB's Sarah Callis has more.
Senate Bill 433 would create a license plate that would let police know that someone in the car has autism so that they can turn off sirens and lights when safe. Senator Brian Strickland, who has a son with autism, says the plates will help law enforcement and people with autism.
They'll provide a resource for our law enforcement and entire first responder community to be more equipped when they encounter these individuals with conditions that aren't immediately identifiable on our roads.
Other bills include training for law enforcement to interact with people with autism and an optional symbol on driver's licenses to let police know that the holder has a hidden disability. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis at the State Capitol.
The Atlanta Falcons have added the final piece to their new leadership team by hiring Ian Cunningham as general manager. Cunningham has served as the Chicago Bears' assistant general manager for the past 4 years. He spent 5 seasons in various scouting and personnel roles with the Philadelphia Eagles. The decision last night caps a tumultuous few years as the Arthur Blank-owned team ushered their general manager and head coach out the door after the Falcons' 8th consecutive losing season. They also hired Matt Ryan as president of football and Kevin Stefanski as head coach. And the Atlanta Braves have canceled this weekend's Braves Fest due to forecast winter storm activity across the southeast, citing safety concerns for the more than 76,000 fans who had claimed tickets and were expected to travel from across the region. The team says fans who purchased autograph session tickets will be contacted in the coming days with details on how those purchases will be fulfilled. In happier Braves news, the team has signed veteran left-hander Martin Perez to a minor league deal, giving the former All-Star a chance to prove he is healthy enough to compete for a spot in the team's pitching staff this spring. Perez, who was limited by elbow and shoulder injuries last season, joins a crowded mix of candidates as the Braves look to add depth and insurance to their starting rotation. And that is a wrap on Georgia Today. Thank you so much for tuning in today. More news coming your way next week, so be sure to subscribe to this podcast. Check gpb.org/news for updates. Your feedback is welcome, of course. Send it by email to georgiatoday@gpb.org. Have a safe and warm weekend. We will see you on Monday.